two major bills, both of which I think are just appalling. One of them essentially destroys the entire deliberative nature of the U.S. Congress, the whole reason we have a Congress to begin with. Now, for the first time in American history, your member of Congress can give somebody else his proxy to go vote for him. It doesn't even have to show up for a session to be recorded. That's the first change they made, along with no longer deliberating in Washington. When we meet at all, it'll be in Zoom meeting. The Congress has functioned throughout the entire history of the country through major pandemics, much worse than this one, major wars, including civil war, including a time when enemy armies were just across the Potomac River from the Capitol. Congress continued to meet. This is the first time in history that members can now give their proxies to somebody else and not even show up. So that's the first terrible thing that Congress and that, unfortunately, is a simple act of the House. It does not have to go to the Senate or the President. So it is in effect. The other measure, which was going to go nowhere, is this $3 trillion spending package that Pelosi cooked up behind closed doors. No hearings, a long laundry list of left-wing wishes, including payments to illegal aliens, bailing out the U.S. Post Office that has been a financial wreck for years. I mean, you go to a long list of things, $3 trillion, and what I pointed out in my speech on the floor is you divide that by the number of households in America, that means about $23,000 that an average family will have to repay either through its future taxes or through its savings and retirement as monetary policy robs them. So the good news is that bill is going nowhere. It's dead in the Senate.